as you all know, there are four castes. And the four castes are the Brahmin, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Shudra. Now the Brahmin, the long A, means related to or in touch with Brahman, the cosmic power. This is a neuter noun, and it is the power that infuses and suffuses the whole world. The Brahman is the one who knows that and tells the truth about it, and interprets and writes the holy books. The Kshatriya is the one who administers the true law. He administers what he is told to administer by the Brahman. This is the ideal, at any rate. The Vaishya is the citizen. The word, it comes from a root vish that means the neighbor. He is the man of money, the property owner, the landowner, the employer, and so forth. He pays his taxes, and he pays his tithes, and he employs the Shudras. He's the body of the society. And the Shudra is the servant who is excluded from the religious order. He has his own religious teachers and village priests and so forth, but the Vedic and traditional Hindu Brahminical order concerns those upper three castes who are called the twice born. Now the goal, as I've said, of the society is always to cancel ego, that ego should be wiped out. The Shudra cancels ego by doing what he is told. The Vaishya cancels ego by serving his, by doing as he is told, and by paying his taxes and so forth and bringing his family up. His goal is to make money. The Kshatriya serves by administering the law with perfect justice, without prejudice and without favoring himself. He's supposed to represent the perfect administration of the law, and the Brahmin is to know the law. This system has excluded the majority of the people who are called the outcasts. In a census recently made of a Bengali village community, it was found that more than 50% of the people were outcasts. They are simply out. The only way they come in is in extremely menial and untouchable social functions. Otherwise, they're in villages of their own, living a life, as it were, outside of the domain of the holy order. The Shudras are the craftsmen and the peasants and so forth who function within the society. Of the remaining 50% of that village, 50% were Shudras. So that the group served was actually this group. And you realize the fierceness of this when you read one of the texts in the Manava Dharma Shastra, the Laws of Manu, that says, if a Shudra, even by accident, hears a recitation of the verse of the Vedas, he shall have boiling lead poured into his ears, that he shall be killed in that manner. The Vedic knowledge was power knowledge, and it had a social power as well as a spiritual power to enforce. In the middle of life, one leaves the world. The first part of life is lived in the village. The second part of life is lived in the forest. By this wonderful device, the Indians were able to combine something that we're not able to combine in our society. They were able to combine the idea of social duty, dharma, and the idea of escape, leaving it all, what is called moksha, or release.